Kia ora rā, e te iwi e hakarunga mai nei ki te tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Ai, i rungi i te waia kōrero ko tāne kaiwai tētahi o ngā kai hakawā mō tērā hakataitai riki. Ko te TRL, ai, te Taitukera Rugby League, no reira me tāhuria ki tātou. Ki ai, ai, tēnā koe tāne.
Tēnā koe, te rangatira. Āmi, te akoe.
So, how are you doing today as we are approaching the start-up again of the TRL?
Actually, it's quite an exciting time, as a lot of people would probably be aware that this is the first week of the TRL final series, so there'd be a lot of teams that would be definitely excited about the prospect of finals football.
And how do you think it's all panned out towards the end here with the top four and the bottom four all ready to go and clash against each other this weekend?
Well, unfortunately, as you'd be aware, Joel, the competition was cut short due to the coronavirus outbreaks and lockdown. So that did delay and postpone our competition for a bit. However, we've managed to finally work out the final series with our top eight teams ushering into position. So, yeah, it's really shaping up to be a really, really good clash.
Yeah, nothing new to the competition, but we have had a little bit of rustle tussle here and there, and in the end, we've even had, just some questioning of the way that the competition has gone. So, when asking about these top four, do you think that they were likely to be the top four that were to end up there, regardless?
I think the top three were definitely. Submitted their spots, and the top three would be Moira Tigers, the Otangere Knights, and also the Waipapa Cody Bombers. The one spot that was sort of on the brink of getting contested for would be that contentious number four spot, which the Valley Crushers have locked up, and that would have been fought between, I think, two or three teams. Hikarangi Stags were making a gun for that number four spot, along with the Pauranga Broncos as well.
Being a Hokianga boy myself, I'm wrapped that Crushers are in there, and actually shown because they're always competitive, but finally they get an opportunity to really show again that they have got what it takes. So we are going to be coming down to the finals on the 10th of October over in Moriwa. And we have also asked Tane to be one of our commentators, so you'll be able to hear his voice over the commentary. And also, another man who will be playing in the bottom four is Pene Taui Kleskovic, who reckons that you two as a combination are just some of the best in the game when it comes to commentary.
Just as I was mentioning before, I'm merely just a support act to the main show, which is Pene, but I'm really passionate about rugby league in any way, shape, or form I could get involved. I really like to do commentary. I think I've done commentary on the finals for the last three or four finals, so yeah, it's definitely an honour and a privilege to be able to call the shots with Penny. Absolutely.
Yeah, and absolutely, and it's in a historical place. Moriwa has lots of history when it comes to rugby league, and it actually shows in their game. They've got a lot of form, and just nice and tidy, where I suppose I've had a few runs for the Ngāti Kau Sharks these days, and we've got a lot of heart. But in the end, if we are able to join those combinations together with the heart, the actual skills, and putting in the hard effort to get there, you will are likely to see a turnout like what the Moriwa Tigers have had. And I think, is that unbeaten? Are you able to confirm for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Joel. I agree with you there. They've been unbeaten for the past two seasons, undefeated, back-to-back champions in the TRL competition. Now, it's because of those. It's their main guys that really tie the Moriwa Tigers together. And who I'm talking about is Henry Wiki, also known as Rock, Peter Prime, Anuru Thompson, Jaden Bentley Harpy. It's those guys that provide so much experience and so much combination. So no matter who they put inside or outside of these players, they just seem to keep to keep gelling really well, and they've been able to keep their undefeated streak alive. Now, there's been a few games in the season where there've been a few close calls, but they've always been able to get away with the win. Now, I guess the big question is will they be able to do that this weekend in Moidoa against the Otangere Knights side that's really hungry to really put a one next to them in the losses column in the last two, three seasons. So.
Yeah, and absolutely, and show that they didn't just pop over just to come and be part of the competition, but to actually take it out, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, and I guess from their perspective, they've come up to see what the North is, what the TRL competition has got to offer, and definitely they've I think some of their challenges would be definitely travel, because most of the games that they have to play, or actually all their home games, have had to be played out of Moidoa, bar maybe one or two. So, yeah, they've had a lot of challenges to overcome. So hopefully this weekend they'll be hungry enough to try and see if they can take Moidoa on in the qualifying grand final.
Mm. Just finally, you've been around being able to referee quite a few of the seasons now. Have you noticed anything this year, any of the challenges that potentially that we could consider to address a little bit better going into next season?
I don't know. I mean, like looking at the positives, I mean, in terms of a refereeing perspective, we haven't had anybody sent off all season, which is huge, considering that in the last two or three seasons we've had at least one to five sent off for things. So for me, that's a huge step going forward. The discipline's obviously picked up, but it's also for us and the players, like what I mean is referees and the players, with they being able to build a rapport and a bit of a more of a relationship between us, so that we can actually try and take ourselves out of the game and let the game actually referee itself. So it's been quite huge in that perspective. But I think from club's perspective, I admire the work that the clubs do. It's not easy actually running clubs and getting players to play week in, week out. As you'd know, a huge part of what's been happening this season with the TRL is injuries. We've had huge injury tolls, and we don't really have the backstock of players to keep coming through to keep upping our senior and premier teams. But yeah, that's a huge one is injuries. So the clubs have done a really, really good job to fund them, and I mean to keep these clubs up and running. Yeah, it's really difficult because we've had two clubs pull out this season, and mainly it's been the organisation and the injuries of players that have forced clubs to sort of bail out two of our clubs. But with the remaining clubs have been really strong, so yeah, no, that's really good and encouraging for next season.
Appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and join us and speak about this kaupapa of the TRL. It has brought so much to our communities, and we look forward to seeing it start up again and seeing who is going to come out trumps on top this year for 2021. And all the best for the rest of your day there, Tani.
Hey, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Ai, ko tāne kaiwai tērā, koia tētahi o ngā kaihakawā mō te TRL. Kia kita ai mātou, ia wiki, pēhia rā te haere o tēnei kaupapa o te Taitokerau Rugby League. Ai, ka timata a tēnei rā horoi. Kia haku uti ai tēnei kaupapa mō te tau 2021. No reire, te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te ierere.